Eating healthy while we're on the run can be difficult but extremely important. This is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service for your food for thought. One of the reasons that it's extremely important is because almost half of our food budget is spent on foods eaten away from home. So thinking about that, almost half of every dollar that you make, you're spending out eating out. Much of that away from home is spent on fast food. We spend more on fast food than we spend on higher education, personal computers, computer software, or even new cars. Hundreds of millions of people buy food from a restaurant or fast food every day without giving it much thought. They just pull up to the drive-thru, order their meal, and they are good to go. However, when we eat out, we usually are eating more fat and more calories. So you're spending more money and you're getting more of the bad stuff. One contributing factor to the higher calories in restaurant foods is portion size. Portion sizes in restaurants have increased over the past two decades, and that trend continues today. Larger portion size in sit-down restaurants have created what we call portion distortion. We are served large portions on huge plates. We then become accustomed to larger portions and begin to expect that that's what we should be served. It's even affecting how much we eat at home. We get used to the large portions in restaurants and then we begin serving them at home. Just thinking about the plates that we used to use, that we used to have, you know, what I would call like a normal burger, and now it's got to be like a triple or double decker kind of a sandwich. So consider, no matter whether you're eating in or eating out, remember the My Plate. Half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables. The other half should be grains and proteins, making sure your grains are, at least half of them are whole grains. When you are eating meats or protein, making sure you're trying to get them to be lean meats, skinless poultry, or healthier protein options such as fish, beans, eggs, and nuts. And we want you to enjoy your food while enjoying a limited amount of fats, cholesterol, sodium, and added sugars. It could be you need to go as far as tracking your foods. There are some apps such as the Lose It or MyFitnessPal app. Both of those are also just on, have a website if you don't have a smartphone or apps, but you can use those to keep a daily log of what you are consuming, or even just do research before you go to a restaurant. Pull that restaurant up on your app and look, you know, kind of pick a meal you're interested in and see how many calories or how much fat is really in that. Examine your hunger cues before you go out to eat. Are you really hungry, or are you just going to the vending machine because you're bored, because you're stressed? Can you get a smaller portion? Even if you have to go out to a restaurant or a fast food and there aren't that many healthier options, can you just make it a smaller burger or a smaller size with drink and fries or whatever else? Is there a healthier side option that you can get? A lot of them, yeah, they're going to have the French fries as an option, but they also have fruit or green beans or something like that that's just slightly healthier. Making sure that you're eating breakfast as well before you even leave your house in the morning is extremely important. I try to keep snacks in my desk drawer that are shelf stable. It could be a granola bar or a little unsweetened applesauce container, a pack of nuts or trail mix, even something that I've made at home that I can bring with me. They will sell you, canned vegetables in the smaller single serving type cans that you can just pop the lid up and go. And keeping some of these things around the office will help you deter you from going out to eat. So checking the menus before you go out, seeing if someone else will share an entree with you, or maybe ordering an appetizer or even a side dish as your main meal. Don't go large. Plan to take half of your meal to go, whether you're already asking for a container or you bring one with you. Getting water or lower calorie beverages, getting the sauces, condiments, and dressings on the side, choosing healthier cooking methods such as grilled, broiled, steamed, roasted when you're purchasing items. Avoid menu items that use the words crispy, creamy, fried, buttery, breaded, or stuffed, because that's what you're going to be stuffed and full of all of that fat at the end of it. And if you have any more questions, remember that you need to get nutrients. Is the food that's on your plate going to give you any calcium or iron or fiber or any vitamins or minerals that you need? If not, maybe you need to look at putting something else on your plate. These are just a couple of tips, things for to give you some food for thought this week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, so maybe that you can eat a little bit healthier while on the run. Thanks for tuning in this week.